Greetings. It's Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you on Friday, the 24th of March, 2017. And it is about 12:45 as I record this podcast. Yesterday, I had a good day. It was a day that was not ruled by anxiety, and I had to go out and go 4 different places to get some errands done. And while I wasn't anxious, I was uneasy somehow. And I sort of ticked off those places as I went around, and each place when I got done doing what I had to do, I would sit in the car for a little bit and kind of regroup. And I ended up at the last place at Sam's Warehouse, the big place for food shopping and other things. I go to Sam's, unlike a lot of my friends go to Costco, and I wish I went to Costco because they have a lot of organic produce and a lot of organic frozen things and meats, and Sam's doesn't have that, but I've been going to Sam's for a very long time and I get all my meds there. And so anyway, I went to Sam's and it was the last place on my list, and I looked forward to going in there because I was looking forward to buying flowers. I like to have flowers on the kitchen table, and especially coming into the weekend when Noni's going to be here. She'll be here tonight, and then we'll be cooking tomorrow night, and maybe Sunday. Sometimes on Sunday we eat together as well, so it's nice to have a beautiful bouquet of flowers on the table. And the last time I bought flowers at Sam's, they have an amazing array of flowers at amazingly good prices, and I bought the most beautiful bouquet of pink Canterbury bells, and they lasted more than 2 weeks. They were absolutely unbelievable. It was like you wondered if they were real flowers. They lasted so long. They were just so beautiful. But they finally went by the wayside, and I was hoping to get more Canterbury bells because they'd had them in purple, and I had a hard time deciding between pink and purple, but I got the pink. And this time, though, they did not have any Canterbury bells, and I looked at sunflowers, which I had had before the Canterbury bells, and they were pretty. And then I picked up a beautiful bouquet of pink delphinium, and I put them in my cart. I took a picture of them and put it up on Instagram and Facebook, and I was excited about them and going to get them. And I turned the corner, and going around the other way, I just stopped in my tracks because they had the most stunning bouquets of blue iris with the yellow at the mouth and big iris. Oh, so beautiful. So I put the delphinium back and I got the iris, and I was so excited about it. And so that's what I have in a vase on my kitchen table now, the beautiful blue iris. And Noni and I will have a lovely time with our iris on the table tonight. So I got back out to the car after buying my groceries and my flowers, and it had been the last of 4 places that I had to go, and it finally caught up with me. Again, not the overwhelming anxiety that I've had, but just that feeling of unease that was rising, and I just had to sit for a while. I wrote into Facebook that I had made it, that I had done all of my errands, but I needed to catch my breath, and I was really in that place where it's hard to make it that last leg home. I call this, and I used to do a little series of videos when I was out. I would do them in my car, and I called them an agoraphobe on the road, because for me, I am no longer agoraphobic to the extent that I can't leave the house at all. But I leave the house very seldom, and I am medicated to leave, and it is a struggle to go out and to get around, but I'm able to make it those few places, and it was good to have gotten that far. And so I finally made it the rest of the way home and pulled in the garage, and as the door closed behind me, I sat there kind of gripping the steering wheel and having a last moment of a little bit of anxiety maybe, but I have had this very peculiar thing happening lately where I've had a couple of panic attacks when I was finished doing all of the errands that I had to do, and I was on that last leg of the journey where I had to just drive home, and I just panicked about going home. And that is very strange to me, because home is my safe haven. Home is where I want to be. Home is where my pugs are waiting for me while I'm out, and I'm anxious to get home and see them. But there is just this little momentary blip where I clutched the steering wheel and held my breath and had to wait a minute before I could get out of the car and come in the house. I don't know what that is. It's very, very curious. Does that ever happen to you? If you have anxiety or you're an agoraphobic and you struggle with going out at all, if you have any helpful suggestions or any stories you'd like to share, you can write in to me via the contact form on my website at mytrulybelul.com. I'd love to hear from you. So today is a home day when I don't have to leave the house. And I was up before 9 and got going with the dogs and made my coffee and sat down here. And I started my day with a sense of peace and outlining the things I had to do, the podcast, and I intend to update the blog with a new blog post today. And I have been wondering, because I read this in, I'm doing Marie Forleo's B School, the business school course, which I've talked about, but she recommended the episode of Marie TV with Jonah Berger, who wrote an incredible book called Contagious. And it's about how ideas are contagious and how you can build them. And it's a wonderful episode. If you just type into the search engine Marie TV Jonah Berger, you will find it. That's how I found it last night. And it's absolutely fascinating. And he asked in one of the free handouts, what is the message you want to spread? And I guess the message that I want to spread is that we can be broken, but we can heal or fix the things that are broken, and we can come to love those places so that we can live more full and complete lives. And the ways that we do that are the ways that I am investigating and that I want to teach and share. So those are my thoughts today, dear ones, and I wish you a beautiful weekend ahead. and I send you love.